Title: The Impact of COVID-19 on International Arbitration Hearings. Content: International arbitration often equals international travel for both counsel, witnesses, and arbitrators. But with the new reality of travel restrictions, shelter-in-place orders, remote work, and restrictions on gathering, in-person hearings, especially among persons from different nations, may not be feasible, at least in the short term, and maybe longer. Travel restrictions. Both the US and the EU have implemented severe travel restrictions. The US currently restricts foreign nationals from 26 European countries from entering the US, 1, as well as those who have traveled to China or Iran in the past 14 days. On Monday, March 23, 2020, the US travel ban will extend to the UK and Ireland. The US has also closed its border with Canada for all non-essential travel and will be closing its border for non-essential travel with Mexico. Additionally, the US Department of State advises all US citizens to avoid international travel. The EU announced on March 17, 2020 that it would close its external borders to all non-essential travel for 30 days. People within the EU member countries can still travel between those countries. EU member countries must put their own restrictions in place in order to implement the EU initiative. The US Department of State provides a list of current travel restrictions by country, including not only US travel restrictions but each country's entry and exit requirements. 2. In addition to government travel restrictions, parties must also consider firm and company travel restrictions. While government travel restrictions may not prevent a witness from appearing in person, the witness's company may have barred all international travel. Guidance from major arbitral institutions. The major arbitral institutions have all released general guidance regarding COVID-19. Arbitral Institution Guidance. Australian Centre for International Commercial Arbitration. 3. The Australian Disputes Centre in Sydney remains open and is offering virtual room hire. For more information, contact info at disputescentre.com/o. Email the ASICA Secretariat at secretariat@asica.org.au. Before filing any new request for arbitration or mediation, all filings should also be made at this address. The ASICA advises that check payments cannot be processed while the ASICA office is closed and employees are working remotely. Hong Kong International Arbitration Center, 4, HKIAC implemented a temperature screening policy for entry into its Hong Kong office. Pursuant to the Hong Kong government's policy, any person arriving from any place outside of China and mainland China is not permitted to enter HKIAC's Hong Kong office for at least 14 days after arrival into Hong Kong. Such persons must also be asymptomatic and must complete a health declaration form found on HKIAC's website. International Center for Dispute Resolution, 5. No hearings will take place in AAAICDR facilities after March 20 until at least April 17, 2020. Case management staff will contact parties and arbitrators to discuss alternative arrangements for hearings, including video and teleconferencing or postponements. The website provides guidance for in-person hearings taking place outside of AAAICDR facilities. Case management staff can coordinate calls to address concerns re-off-site hearings. International Center for Settlement of Investment Disputes, 6, ICSID encourages parties and tribunals to implement electronic-only filing of written pleadings. For questions re-specific cases, parties should contact the tribunal or committee secretary. For general questions, contact ICSID Secretariat at worldbank.org. International Chamber of Commerce, 7. The ICC strongly advises that all communication with the Secretariat of the ICC Court/ICC ADR Center be conducted via email. Requests for arbitration, applications for emergency arbitrators, and requests in other ADR proceedings should be filed at the email addresses available on the ICC website. For questions re-pending proceedings, parties should contact their case management team. Hearings and other meetings scheduled at the ICC Center in Paris from March 17 until April 13, 2020 have been cancelled or postponed. London Court of International Arbitration, 8, parties should file requests through the LCIAS online filing system. Parties should notify the LCIA at casework@lcia.org if they intend to make an application under LC.